Calling all the fuck boys, calling all the fuck boys.
It's a hot something summer. It's hot something summer, man. I don't know what, yeah.
It's shot girl summer.
Shot girl summer.
You know?
Vaxxed and waxed.
Finally. Yeah. I mean, people hopefully got that vax and are out. I was on my way here today and I was like crawling over crowds of people. I was like,
yes,
get out of my way.
I know.
Like, I'm happy we're all out, but like,
am I happy that we're all I'm not used to this population density anymore.
Yeah.
I was spoiled by quarantine.
I'm definitely one of those people that's like happy to readjust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I hate to say that. But
yes and no. I feel better walking around now. I'm not as paranoid, which is good because I'm like, I have the antibodies on my side.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, wait, get out of my way.
I'm still just as paranoid, but I just feel like that's who I am.
Mm, fair.
I have both antibodies and the vaccine.
Yeah, you're like double protected.
But I'm still like, if it would happen to somebody, it would happen to me.
Breakthrough COVID, as they call it. Oh, God.
God.
Yeah, but everyone, I don't know about you, but I feel like so many people are like, so what's going on this summer? Like, is everybody going out again and hooking up and dating? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Why are you asking me?
Like,
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Like, I'm happy, but you know, I just want people to like not feel alone in their anxiety about getting back to normal. I'm very much like, I don't know. It's fine. I am a lot less worried than I was. You know, I do feel much better, but I'm still like, how do I do? I don't know. I think like, I worry that like quarantine changed me like physically as a person.
No, it absolutely changed
mentally
me.
As a person.
Absolutely. I have like a whole new brain pathways.
Completely.
My neural pathways are completely changed.
I'm one of those people now that like needs to be alone to recharge.
Yes.
And I've never been that.
I've always been that way. But now I just have less social stamina.
Like I love being social, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But like I don't know. I like need to be alone. And I'm an only child. I've been alone my entire life. You know what I mean? Like I'm very used to this.
Yeah.
But now it's like a necessity. And I'm like, God, quarantine broke my brain. And I didn't even bleach my brows. All I wanted to do during lockdown was bleach my brows. But the entire year we were like, okay, this is gonna be over in 2 weeks, like no big deal. And I was like, I can't go back to the world with half grown out blonde and black brows. And now I sound like such a fucking moron. But
you can still do I encourage this.
I would do it, but it's the grow back phase. And I'm in an office.
You don't even have to grow back. You can just like tint them.
Oh, true.
If you don't like them, you can just tint them right back.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
We should do it right after this.
Yeah. Let me go mix up some peroxide.
Surprise, I'm blind.
Yeah. Well, that's like people who bought those like lash lift kits at home during quarantine.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know about that.
I'll do a lot of shit with my face.
I don't
face,
know, bestie.
Not gonna tint my own lashes or lift my own lashes. Sorry.
Then you have to be quarantined and blind. I'm like, no.
Well,
too much.
The one time I accidentally drank an entire bottle of rosé and then dyed my beard, but by extension just dyed my face and I looked like Drake. That was bad. Oh. So having done that, I don't need to fuck with my lashes.
Mm-mm.
You know, you live, you learn.
You live, you learn. Anyway, I feel like there's been, what is the opposite of FOMO? Where it's just like, all right, ladies, we're going to get out and hoe it up. And I'm like, this is a lot of pressure. I don't think I've been like, I don't know if my vagina is ready for that. Like, she's been really peaceful this whole time and unbothered and healthy. Like she finally got her like flora and fauna situated. And now I'm like, and now I got to hoe around? Like,
right. It's like when you clean your place, but then I have to have people over.
Yeah.
It's like, what if I just canceled and kept my kitchen really nice?
Yeah. Sometimes when I clean my place, I'm like, I don't want anyone, like, no, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anyone to muck it up.
Right. Well, yeah. it works for you because you don't talk to anyone.
That's true. I have like 5 friends and most of them are in my phone.
That's true.
Yeah. People don't realize how much of a hermit I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is why I am never photographed with people. And
you don't want to be perceived.
Pretty much.
I support that.
And I'm always in my home.
Yeah.
I'm also never photographed outside.
That's true. Your home is bomb. If I lived here, I would never leave either.
Too much of an uncontrolled environment.
Right. Okay, I have a confession.
What?
I had a little champagne before this. So I'm coming in really hot. But it's fine. It's summer.
I had 2 iced coffees before this, so I'm just like,
I feel like now we're on the same level. I know you don't drink, and I'm not drunk. But, you know, you're caffeinated.
Yes.
I'm sauced.
We're buzzed.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what? If we're going to pregame an episode, it might as well be the fuckboy episode.
Of course. We had to.
We had to.
We have to warn you. Make informed decisions, people. I think that's the best we can hope for.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, there are a lot of red flags to look for in situations. Mm-hmm. And we can help you. Well, we can help you with a lot of them, but as we're both very well versed in idiots, but we can help you without a sniff out a fuckboy.
Yeah.
In a literal way.
Literally.
But before that.
Literally.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Oh boy. Speaking of fuckboy scents. My very own fuck. Well, with any luck, I'm testing out Eccentric Molecules M Plus Iris.
Oh, I love. Yes,
it's very good.
So
it's
good.
Very, very good. Mm-hmm. I actually, you know what I did in a very me thing to do? I layered the M Plus Patchouli with the M Plus Iris.
God,
because I love them both.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the patchouli?
I like the patchouli, but I also think it's like a little too pure. You know. Yeah.
It's, you know, like, how I feel about patchouli.
So I know. And I think this patchouli is part of the reason you feel that way about patchouli because it's so like punchy.
I smelled it through the box.
Yes.
It was like sealed.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I was like, let me lighten it up with a little bit of iris. Mm-hmm. Like, get that little floral, earthy kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And like, it smells amazing right out of the gate on my body. And then I think because it's mostly Ice Baby Super, it kind of just like disappears into the ether, but I know that it's like doing the work for me on the DL. So I went out for brunch this morning with a friend and she was like, oh, you smell really good, what are you wearing? And I was like, bazing.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't smell myself after 30 minutes.
Really?
So I can kind of smell it faintly on my wrists, but also it's like 90 degrees and humid today, so by the time I walked to the place I was sweating profusely. Yeah. So I was just like, what? What? So yeah, that probably radiated it a bit, but it's a beautiful set. Like, both of them are beautiful. They're very simplistic. I think I feel like Iris is the one.
Yeah.
And I know you like that one too, but Iris is one of my favorite notes in general.
Yeah, same. I didn't know that until the show.
Yeah. It just smells like this lovely, soft, musky, powdery floral, but it's like very understated.
Yeah.
And it smells the most to me like the classic scent of lipstick and powder, like makeup powder, because in the olden days they used to put iris root, they used to scent powder, like old 20th century cosmetics, they used to scent powder with iris root, and that's why it smells like that. So whenever I smell it, I think of that kind of nostalgic old glamour. Mom's lipstick. Yeah.
That's okay. I know what lipstick smells like to me. Mm-hmm. And I
don't. Well, now there's like a bajillion different lipsticks.
Well, right. Like old lipstick. Yeah. I never got iris from that, but you've said that before and I believe you.
It's not like just iris. It's other things as well, but iris is usually like the common connector. Mm-hmm. Like when I think of the old school Lancome lipsticks that my mom had, that's what it smells like to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wore that the day after we recorded last week with Giza Schoen of Eccentric Molecules. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Molecule one isn't for me. Just, you know, I don't get it. I like to smell like a freight train, you know. But I love M Plus Iris. It's so beautiful.
It's such a beautiful scent, yeah.
I think I texted you this, but to me, it smells like a distilled, because I suppose it is, a distilled version of Imperial Armani She, which I love.
It totally brings
me there, and I never realized that the iris note in Imperial Armani She was so heavy, but when you take that and cut everything else away from it, it gets me to like M Plus Iris. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah. That's the one that I'm like, this is a great scent to wear when you don't necessarily want to leave a trail, but you want to leave an impact. Yes.
Yeah, totally.
That one. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, Sable, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oi.
You have started this Marc Jacobs Daisy journey and grabbed me by the dick and drug me along with it. Okay? I was minding my own business last week. I came over. You smelled so goddamn good. And you were wearing Marc Jacobs Daisy Oh So Intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I must have that. So in calling that in this week, I also called in Marc Jacobs Daisy Love. Because Actually, I don't even think I smelled it last week here. I just think I like the bottle so much because it's just such a cartoon. I was like, might as well. They were nice enough to send me over both of them like right away. And I love Oh So Intense so much, but I also love Daisy Love so much. And this whole time, I didn't think Marc Jacobs' Daisy was for me, which I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. But these flankers, girl, are really putting me through.
The flankers are very you.
Yeah.
Extremely you.
They're so...
Yeah.
They're like... I think they're like you and me if we meet in the middle. Because they're very fruity and sweet, but they're also there's enough floral to like not drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm wearing Marc Jacobs' Daisy Love, which I also keep thinking is the name of Katy Perry's baby. But that's Daisy Dove. But that's probably a Marc Jacobs flanker too.
It might as well be.
There's like 100.
Daisy Dove and Daisy... God, that's so confusing.
Daisy Dove Bloom.
How was that legally allowed?
She's rich.
I guess so.
I was like, so what's in all this? Mm-hmm. And I looked it up. And the top note of Daisy Love is cloudberry.
Cloudberry.
Did somebody say cloud? This was always
meant
to
be. It sounds like a fake thing.
I thought it was.
But it's real.
Is it real?
It is real.
It's like starfruit real, because I don't believe in starfruit either.
Starfruit is real. But starfruit as a note. I have not experienced that before, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was a fragrance note.
Totally.
Yeah. But cloudberry, I remember trying one in Sweden like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And even then, I thought it was fake. I thought it was like a conceptual thing.
Totally.
But it was like a big dessert thing. I was in Stockholm and I had a cloudberry tart and I was like, what is this cloudberry? And it kind of just looks like an orange blueberry.
Okay.
Raspberry.
This looks like a raspberry.
Yeah. Like an orange raspberry. Yeah. And I've seen like different colored raspberries before. So I'm like, is this just like a raspberry picked too soon or something?
Yeah, right.
Like maybe it is. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it tastes similar. It's like a little sweeter than a raspberry.
Okay.
Not as tart. But I had no idea that it was like they had made it a fragrance note.
No. And it's not in a ton of fragrances, but it is in Britney Spears' Rainbow Fantasy.
Of course.
Which I think I have under my couch, so I got to dig that out. No, but I love Daisy Love. It's just like really juicy and sweet in a like in a berry way. So there's cloudberry, daisy, cashmere musk, and driftwood. So it's basically just a fruity, woody floral. Mm-hmm. It's sort of everything.
I feel like Daisy Love is the most gourmand of the Daisy flankers.
As she says this, I'm staring at 100 bottles. Sable now has every Daisy flanker
garden.
On her. What is that? A hutch?
A console?
I don't know. A table?
Table?
There's bench? Just all these little daisies.
Well,
it's so cute.
Coty sent me every flanker of Daisy they had.
If Coty does not think I'm going to follow up with an email being like, I saw what you did.
I didn't even ask for it.
Hit me up.
And a messenger just arrived at my door a couple days ago. And I was like, oh, this is heavy. And I opened it and it was like every single Daisy. I was like, fuck. But the bottles, I love the bottles so much. The little squishy petal caps, the little rubbery daisies. I just squeezed them all like a fucking freak, like giggling to myself, like,
like, honestly, seeing them all lined up.
I just put them on my console where my house plants are because I'm like, well, I guess this is where the plants go now. So it's a little daisy garden.
Right. They look so good.
Also, like, they do smell kind of similar.
Say it. Speak like, on it.
A lot of the flankers smell pretty similar, but with different vibes. There's Daisy Days, Daisy Love, Daisy Dream, and then within those flankers, there are generations.
Yeah, there's flankers of flankers.
Yes, which I'm just like, hold up. My brain is not equipped.
I mean, somebody's buying this.
Yeah, but I think the green flankers are my favorite. Daisy Spring.
Yeah.
There's three of them. Daisy Spring. Daisy Spring Oh So Fresh and Daisy Love Spring.
I feel bad for that copywriter. That had
oh my god,
those.
I know.
That's they're just like, a grab bag.
Yeah, they're just like, wait, what the fuck is the difference with this?
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't really shock me that they smell kind of similar because, I mean,
that's the point.
Flankers,
yeah.
Right.
That's the point of flankers.
But they look so good and they smell so good. I'm so happy I have Marc Jacobs Daisy Love. I'm going to be wearing this a lot throughout this Daisy Girl summer.
I know. It's a Daisy Girl summer, girl.
I love it.
Oh my god, maybe is Marc Jacobs Daisy like a do you think it's like a fuck girl scent?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I think a lot of people wear Daisy.
I do.
In the Daisy family. So I think it's going to be like,
I feel like
the new Clinique happy. And just the fact that you can't really pin it down to like any one thing because there's so many people.
But I do think like the Daisy people.
Yeah.
They're too apologetic to be fuck girls.
Yeah.
I think they're too nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. This is my question. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean this in the most respectful way.
Always.
And actually an inquisitive way, but like, who the fuck buys these? Like, who sees a flanker of a flanker of Daisy Love Dream Spring the Toilette? And I think, like, that's the one. That's
I think my people have loyal... I think this line has loyal fans.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think they just love anything they come out with.
And, you know, like we said, there is so much of it is the bottle, yeah, too. The scents are great. But
yeah.
Well, and honestly, like, people don't franchise something out unless it sells.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
Somebody's buying these.
Someone's clamoring.
If you are buying any of the Daisy franchise, please DM us and tell us what's good.
Yeah, I want to know someone who, like, legitimately collected all these, like, yeah, and, like, spent all their money on them.
Totally. Send us a photo of your fragrance collection.
Because, like, they're not, like, the Eau de Toilettes are, you know, obviously the most affordable one, but it's still, like, what, $60?
Yeah.
So it's not nothing.
They're not, they're not exactly an impulse purchase.
Yeah. You got to put a second thought into that.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know about you, but I cannot think of a fragrance that I have finished to the last drop. Are people finishing these, or are people just collecting them?
I finished Cloud.
You know what? Of course you did.
Yeah. I think that's the only one I've ever, like, really, truly. Yeah. I finished, actually, the original Marc Jacobs for Men, finished. The original John Varvatos, I finished in Cloud.
Okay.
But yeah, to your point, I understand. Yeah. Like,
I think the only perfume I've ever finished was Chanel Allure, and it took me, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, who buys Daisy and then finishes it and then replenishes it with maybe a different one? Maybe that's it. They're like, I finished regular Daisy, so let me try this flanker.
Sure.
Maybe that's it.
Sure.
I don't know. Although, you know what? With Eau de Toilettes, they probably go quicker because you have to spray on so much more.
See, you say that, but I think things last way longer on me than you.
Yeah.
I just find that across the board. I think my skin, for whatever reason, really clings to scent because, like, I find that things burn off of you.
Yeah.
My friend Connor, who loves scents, things burn off of him. And we wear weirdly, like, the same shit. But
maybe that means I'm, like, dehydrated. I don't know. Because, like,
maybe oil, I drink a ton of water.
Yeah, like, fragrance will stick to more moisturized skin or, like, skin with a little bit of oil on it. So it's like, maybe I need to oil myself up before I spray myself with these.
I mean, could be.
Yeah. A fragrance primer. I need that.
Here we go. So... fuckboy scents.
Fuckboy scents.
I think it's important to start with defining what a fuckboy is.
Okay, very important, yes. I do feel like people have different tropes.
Totally.
And they all contribute to the overall definition, and they're all pretty much correct. Mm-hmm. It's just like a regional, like the slight regional cultural differences, but it's just, you know, somebody who is a bit emotionally manipulative. Mm-hmm. Someone you are romantically involved with who is a little bit emotionally manipulative and kind of fucks you along, like strings you along, and you never really know where you stand with them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to be a fuckboy. I was thinking about this in the shower today, but I think, like, you can be a fuckboy in a relationship by, like, leading someone on and, like, giving them all of the, you know, the signs that they're looking for, but not ever wanting to, like, lock it down if that's where they think this is going. Or it can be, like, a sexual fuckboy.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, it could just be someone you hook up with on a regular.
Yeah, who, like, you hook up with, but then, like, or y'all hook up because you think it's going somewhere, but all they want to do is fuck. And it's like, if I want to do is fuck, that's fine. But just,
that's
like,
fine.
Say that.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of ways to be a fuckboy. I think a fuckboy is just someone who, like, fucks you around. Whatever that
pretty
means
much.
To you in
Yeah, because you're right. Be like, it could be someone who's just a hookup buddy, but I think the implication with fuckboy is that they're a hookup buddy, but you're not on the same page.
Right.
Yeah. Because if it was just a hookup buddy, then that would be a hookup buddy.
And I think the not being on the same page also goes hand in hand with, like, they know that their intentions are not aligning with their actions.
Yes.
You know, because some guys are just idiots. Most of them are, myself included. But, like, not all of them are fuckboys, you know?
Yeah.
I think, that's a good...
Yeah, I think a fuckboy is definitely someone who is trying to get away with as much, like, lazy behavior they can get away with.
Yeah, like, getting all the benefits of being with you in whatever, you know, context your relationship is playing out, but without putting in the, you know, the work or the respect that, that needs to, like, level all that out.
They want romantic, sexual, and emotional validation from you without giving you all of that back.
Right.
It's like pick two.
If that's... exactly. If that's like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think that in saying that, it's probably fair to say, at least for me, that, you know, we've all probably been someone's fuckboy.
Sure.
At one point.
Oh, yeah,
another,
yeah, yeah.
Sure. You know? Oops.
Yeah. I don't really, like... I don't keep around people unless like I'm really into them. I don't know.
Same. And I have no problem just being like,
even if I don't know what I want, I will always know what I don't want. Oh, so yes. I won't string somebody along if I know I don't want
them.
Oh
no, stringing someone along is not cute. And it's also like not like, it's more work for you too.
It's just not time efficient either. No. Mostly I'm like, why would I waste my own time?
Right. I've definitely been someone's fuckboy. I don't know who, but like I know myself.
I'm sure I have. I'm sure, I don't know, someone in my past is like, how dare you? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've generally always been pretty direct or very quick to be like, you know what? I don't think we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. And even if they're not happy with that response, it ends in a definitive way.
It's better to be upfront.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. I get anxious if I think somebody likes me more than I like them, it makes me anxious. Yeah. I can't feed off of that energy because it makes me too sad. Even though when I think about it now, I'm like, no, you should be obsessed with me more than I am with you.
Oh yeah, if they know what's good for them.
It's like, no, I like the power dynamic, but also... not if I'm not into you.
Right.
God, maybe I am a fuckboy.
Surprise.
I am the toxic one. No.
Oh, no. We've cracked the case.
Yes.
In my...
Research.
I personally have come across a couple of scents that are through lines with fuckboys mm-hmm. that I have interacted with or known or been around. Maybe not... been fucked around by them specifically, but you know, a fuckboy is like in your orbit. Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh. And I keep finding that they all wear the same shit. And I was like, we gotta do a fuckboy.
Is there like a convention? Episode. Like, do they know?
I like how?
How do they know?
Honestly.
Are they conversing between them?
I have no idea.
That is the most perplexing part to me, is like how they all choose the same five or six fragrances.
Truly.
Yeah. Where are they reading this? What like men's rights activist Reddit is telling them to wear these?
Well, it's for sure GQ. All men only read GQ if they can read it all.
All literate men read GQ.
They're just having Google Voice read it to them.
Yes.
So yeah, I have like three in my head that have always been fuckboy scents to me. But before we did mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. last night, I put a question on our Instagram story that said, you know, when we say fuckboy scents, what comes to mind? I'm right. just, you know, very open-ended. And it was like a Friday night at 6 p.m. And I was like, ugh, like I missed the window. No one's going to respond to this. Well, you guys went up for it. And there's my phone. We found that many of the scents that we consider fuckboy scents, you also do as well. However.
How did we all know? God.
But there is one that really, really, really took me by surprise. And it's ooh. The one that... it was the most supplied answer from all of you. You all think that Dior Sauvage is a fuckboy scent. That really surprised me.
The Johnny Depp one. You know, I could see that.
I mean, everyone.
Yeah, there was a lot of Sauvage. That's a very... I feel like that is a very popular men's scent in general. And perhaps it's just a by volume thing.
The only reason why that surprised me is because... it's a pretty young scent as scents go.
Yeah, it came out
in 2015.
It's fairly new, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of scents that we're going to talk about have been around for at least 10 years, probably more than 15, 20. But I didn't know that Sauvage...
I didn't know either.
...was such a, like, household name.
Me neither.
I suppose the Johnny Depp thing helps.
Maybe.
Because that was, like, right before he got canceled.
I do think that men's fragrance, it had a lot of marketing. I remember seeing all of the marketing for it, so maybe men are... you know, they're just like reading GQ and they're like, I guess this is the scent I'm supposed to wear.
Yeah.
If I want to find love.
But like not nearly as many men wear like Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
you know, like other, like what about this? I have some personal experience with.
You so do. I know.
It's the one.
Yeah. You had a long love of Dior Sauvage.
I did it to myself.
You did it
I did
yourself.
It to myself. Yeah. I had a... God, I fucking hate the phrase ex-boyfriend. It's just so dramatic and ugly to me.
Yeah, like, it's very loaded.
Move on.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations, you have dated someone. God.
Stop bragging.
Yeah, like, ooh. It's just so, yeah. I had a former lover that I gave
a
Sauvage to. And so that was like how he smelled to me throughout the entirety of our relationship. So every time I smell that now, it like... clicks me right back to him. Mm. And I mean, which is fine. He's like a, you know, great guy, etc. Oh God, it's so ugly to talk shit about an ex, but it's even worse when you can't talk shit about them. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
What do you mean can't?
Like
can't or won't?
I think it's can't. Yeah, it was a really good thing when it lasted, and I'm very happy to have had that.
It's a good way to look back on it.
Actually, like cracked me in two when it ended. But yeah, but anytime I smell it now, I'm like, ooh, there that is. Actually, so anyways, I guess like all that to say, you know, I think that I'm like the only person on planet Earth that has ever smelled Dior Sauvage, and
I have not smelled it yet. No, I think I have in the bottle, but my brain forgot it.
It's a very cold scent.
Yeah.
It smells like wet stones and like liquid metal.
It just kind of smelled like a generic men's cologne to me, honestly. Like it wasn't memorable.
It's, I probably don't think it's memorable, but I think it is probably the best version of every generic men's cologne you can.
Fair.
Because it is nice. It's like, it's very cold and musky and masculine, and it does have that like sport element, but they all balance each other out in a way that's like, oh, this is palatable. This is a fine.
Like I'm sure it smells a little bit different on everybody, so that's what really makes it.
Yeah. Speaking of this person in my life and my nose, I was minding my own business on Monday night on the way to the gym, and this guy was walking in front of me, but like far, far in front of me, like maybe 10, 12 feet. And I started smelling something, and more than Dior Sauvage, it got me. I was like, oh, this smells, this is his smell. Like, what the fuck? And this guy was wearing the deodorant he would wear, which is just like, I don't know what it is. I know it's degree. I don't know what it, whatever. But I know it like in my soul that it was the same scent. You know, remember when David from DS and Durga was like, you know, sometimes things smell identical because they're literally the same molecule. So it's not that something smells like something else that is the same thing. It was that. And it's funny, like how do I not make this weird? You know, this guy would put on fragrance before we would like go out. So it was like maybe a couple times a week thing, but it wasn't a daily thing, but like he would wear deodorant every day. So like that was his daily smell. And I was like, I smelled that,
assaulted.
And it was like getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
And then I like couldn't get far enough away from this guy. By now I'm like three blocks back. Cause I was like, you got to get this out of my nose. And it still was like, oh, that was weird. I was like, got the vapors. And then on my walk back, I couldn't get away from this girl wearing Santal 33. I was like, why, God? Why am I being punished this way?
You were being trolled.
Anyway, I don't know when y'all decided that Sauvage was a fuckboy scent. I don't know that. I personally, in my experience, don't agree, but I love to know.
Maybe it. I just don't know that many men to have to have experienced Sauvage.
That's true.
I'm too protected in my enclave of solitude.
That's true. Sable never leaves the house. So
it's true, I don't.
She protects herself.
I don't smell men.
I mean, you're not missing anything.
Yeah. I don't get close enough to smell them. I had one, oh God, you're right. I don't like saying the word ex-boyfriend, he was particular, like every scent on him, just like his body was made to wear fragrance.
Okay.
It just radiated off of him in such a good way. And I am responsible for scenting him because like I would just give him fragrances and be like, do you like this? Do you like this? Like, what about this? And he wore DS and Durga Mississippi Medicine really well to the point where like everyone would compliment him.
Yeah. I can't believe you gave a DS and Durga scent away.
Well, it's kind of like when the shoe fits, when a scent smells so exceptional on someone, I'm like, well, you have to have it now.
Yeah.
Like, this is you. This belongs to you now. It's your scent.
That's true.
Yeah. That or Aesop Quill. Also, I think just like those cedary, woodsy, smoky scents worked really well on him. But like, I was like, this is the smell of a man.
Yeah.
A real rugged man. And that's what I like to smell in a man.
Okay.
No, he was not a fuckboy at all. But as far as notable man smells go, I was like, that's the one. But to me, dudes who smell too fragrancy are like sus. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, you know, men have no self-awareness, you know what I mean? So it's like, it doesn't shock me when a guy soaks himself in a fragrance, but it's like, do you know how this is coming off to literally everyone around you?
Yeah.
You're not doing anyone any favors.
Because I also feel like fragrances made for women or non-gender specific are created with subtlety kind of baked into the artistry sometimes.
Okay.
But I feel like fragrances that are made quote unquote for men are made to be a siren.
Yeah.
or like a megaphone, and it's just like the most punchy, aggressive notes. You know, it wants to be smelled. And to me, I'm like, this is a little hostile. Mm-hmm. Like, you can calm down. Please don't speak so loudly. Yeah. We're inside.
Right.
So whenever dudes then douse themselves in those fragrances, I'm like, oh, you don't have any self-awareness.
Like that awful YSL scent that we both got sent a few months ago. That was like, oh my God, you'd smell it before you even open the box. It's like, oh, why?
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like this person is just going to mansplain me.
Yeah. No.
No. It smells toxic.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are some like scents that I'm like, sir, you don't need to talk over me with your scent. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like the fuckboy scent. It's like, if the scent is speaking over me.
I agree.
It's a red flag.
my original fuckboy scent, I think I've mentioned this once or twice, but is Curve for men. Mm-hmm. And
I like that scent.
Do
too.
Do you?
Maybe I'm thinking of Curve for women, actually. Because I did like Curve for women back in the early 2000s/90s. But maybe I think my brother wore Curve. My brother had a collection of fragrances that were unfortunately a lot of fuckboy fragrances.
Really?
He had Acqua di Gio, Chanel Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Davidoff Cool Water.
Oh, my God.
One of the Chrome. Who did Chrome?
Oh, fuck.
Is that Ralph Lauren? No. Fuck. Okay, whatever. Whoever did Chrome. Yeah, unfortunately, he had a lot of fuckboy.
That's like the fuckboy library.
I know.
Yikes.
My brother might have been a fuckboy.
Oh, well, he was definitely a fuckboy, confirmed.
Yes. Sorry, Jeff. No. He's settled now.
Curve for Men does that thing that we spoke about, I think, last episode, where it was a 90s fragrance, and they just put every note in the book in the scent. It starts off with pineapple, which is really attractive to me. But then you follow it up with, I mean, every citrus and floral you can cram in there. And there's a lot of woods at the base. There's a lot of nice notes like coriander and sage and things that you know, are beautiful on their own. But it is, as we like to say, shit on shit. And Curve for Men looks and smells like piss. And
It looks like dehydrated pee pee.
I think the first
drink some water.
The first gross.
Sorry, you said it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I opened the door. The first boy that I ever kissed in high school, he would be soaked in this, and of course that, like, you know, went up in flames. And so that's always how that has smelled to me since. And
you never forget your first.
I think at the time. I would have really liked it. I think this is one of those scents that, like,
it was a pleasant scent.
If someone else put it out today, I'd be like, this is great.
Yeah,
but like,
I've, you know. Because of your associations with it, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, my trauma.
Yeah. Traumatized by Curve.
Yeah, exactly.
Trauma by Curve.
No, thank you. Trauma by Curve, literally. God.
Oh, no. Wasn't Lucky, the brand, Lucky brand, theirs was kind of a fuckboy scent.
I had Lucky You for Men, and Lucky I remember You. Really liking it.
No, I loved Lucky You.
Probably was a fuckboy scent.
But Lucky You for Women was also like a mean girl scent to me. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the mean girls that I knew wore that. And Tommy Girl, that and Ralph Lauren Blue.
What was, Blue Jeans. Who did Blue Jeans?
Versace?
I think it was Versace.
It was Versace, yeah.
Yeah. I see those all in like the drugstore cases next to each other.
With the little stupid locks on them.
Right. As if anyone would want to steal those.
I mean, if it's not nailed down, anyone will steal anything.
That's
so
true. And you know what? They should.
Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. Universal fuck person.
Fuck boy
scent.
All day long. Yep. Mm-hmm. But I think only for men. I think Light Blue for women is fine.
I don't know. It seems unsafe.
Maybe. Anything in that family.
I feel like Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue for women is like, that girl's a lot.
Okay, that's fair.
She's not a fuck girl, but it's going to be a night.
Yeah. Yeah, Light Blue for men, you know, at the top is
you
all.
You might get kicked out of the club.
Is all citrus. That is a definitely getting kicked out of the club scent. Mm-hmm. It's a citrusy top. You've got, you know, pepper and rosemary in the middle, and then incense, musk, and oak moss at the base. It's like, you know,
is it the citrus, like the fresh?
It's
have
really
noticed
fresh.
A lot of these fuckboy scents, what they have in common is this kind of fresh aromatic kind of vibe. Mm-hmm.
a lot of citruses and a lot of herbs.
What's up with that? I mean, it's like the quote unquote sporty scent.
See, I think it's the precursor to sport. I think like in the most of these scents are from the same era and they are super fresh, but I think they're pre-sport. Prada Luna Rosa, or literally they all have like sport in the name. So mm-hmm. any of those that came out between like 2005 and 2015, I think these are all the older brothers of those. And then brands took these really fresh aromatic scents mm-hmm. and then made them super peppery
yeah.
and super metallic. And then they were like, oh, it smells like this. And they all just smell like Axe.
Yep.
You know?
Pretty much. They all smell like Axe.
And wear the same and yeah. and all of it.
It's the smell of toxic masculinity.
Oh my God. Literally though.
Yeah. It's not good.
And that same note, I can't think of light blue without thinking of Acqua di Gio.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? I will say that even though Acqua di Gio is a certified fuckboy scent, I mm-hmm. think in isolation, which could probably go for all of these, this is actually a really nice scent.
It is a really nice scent.
You know, it's really
just
lovely.
Unfortunate that it hangs in the wrong crowd.
If you wear this and have never spoken to a man, you probably like it.
Oh yeah.
And for good reason. And mm-hmm. like, look at how many goddamn notes are in this.
Shit.
This is
shit.
Another 90s that's yeah. like, just take the whole farm.
Yep.
The top is 5 citrus notes and 2 flowers. The middle is 11 notes. One of them is peach. Another is nutmeg. It's very floral. Shit. And the base is woods, musk, woods. Amber, all of it.
It's just always like citrus, woody, and then like maybe there's like some sort of ocean spray kind of shit in there.
Yeah, you're right. There's always a yeah. ton of citrus at the top. There's always a little bit of wood and musk at the bottom.
Yep.
Like there's always woods in them.
Yeah.
And sort of predominantly, but they never smell woody.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And in the middle, there's any you know, pick whatever flower you want.
Yeah. Something like vaguely aquatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a aquatic, uh-huh. watery, uh-huh. sporty.
Yeah.
Like, if these were, like, zodiac signs. Like, are all men water signs? I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't think... No, I don't think they are. All men are Aries. Just kidding. Yeah, I do feel like it's this very clinical interpretation of what fresh and cleanliness smells like for men. Because I feel like the translation of what cleanliness smells like for women is always like soft and musky and powdery and white florals. And then for men, it's just like ocean breeze, mountain top, snowboarding something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like extreme sports.
Yeah.
Like rich people's sports.
Right. I feel like by the time that you and I were in high school, mm-hmm. like when did that happen?
When did I go to high
school? I have no idea. Someone asked me when I graduated last night. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. From what?
Like, but I feel like in our formative years, many fine fragrances, like you said, went the way of like yeah. ocean spray, uh-huh. woodsy, mm-hmm. like everything became Axe.
Yep.
You know? And I don't know why. Do you think that like scents that smelled like aerosol body sprays were easier to sell because like me, what Axe came out, I will never forget the like summer fall that I started my freshman year of high school. And I feel like then by the time that I was graduating high school and like maybe was going to the mall by myself and had a little money to spend, I was certainly not buying those fragrances because I have always had taste. But the other guys in my class, do you think that they were smelling these sort of like really abrasive sporty scents and it was bringing them to like, oh, this smells like Axe, like this mm-hmm. is what a man should smell like, but it's not Axe, I'm buying it at a department store, like is it the like Axe to, you know, mm-hmm. Sauvage pipeline?
So. I think so, absolutely. I think the messaging with Axe was really, it was very strong and it was very you know, back then we didn't have the internet, we didn't have social media, so like you really only knew what was sold to you mm-hmm. and Axe just like was the big thing. And it was widely accessible because it was a drugstore brand. So I think if enough dudes wore Axe, and I think a lot of dudes especially, like when they're younger, mm-hmm. they look to fit in. And if they're like, oh, well, if this is manly, like I feel like there's so much more pressure for men to like fit the role of what is masculinity. Yeah. So if like Axe, like basically like claimed the throne of masculinity
yeah.
with all of its advertising. Totally. So then they all just fell in line. And then that scent got programmed into their brain, yeah. and they internalized it. So they're like, okay, if something smells similar to this, like that's the good manly smell. And I think similarly, it probably also got programmed into girls' brains too, where mm-hmm. they're like, this is what boyfriends smell like. Yep. This is the boyfriend scent.
Well, it's funny too, because Axe marketed themselves as a body spray as well. So uh-huh. it was like the precursor to cologne. Yeah. Like you're not buying cologne yet, maybe, but yeah. like you put this on your training body wheels. To smell good. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm almost surprised Axe has never done fine fragrance. I'm sure that right? they haven't. It probably flopped, but
yeah,
maybe.
Well, I think their audience is on the more like mass side.
Yeah.
But I mean, the same thing with like Old Spice. Or did Old Spice start with fine fragrance / cologne and then they became more mass?
No.
Okay. Because like Old Spice now, they kind of dominate the men's body care, mm-hmm. personal care products. Sure, they've like expanded their scent range. They're all pretty similar. They haven't given us like a fine fragrance, really, except for the OG, which I don't even know if they sell anymore.
If they tried, it never stuck around.
Yeah.
When we asked this question, a lot of people also said, I think specifically like Old Spice Fiji.
Yes.
Which is very funny to me.
Or Swagger.
Yeah, all of those like new, which that, yeah, yeah. That those just smell like frat houses to me.
You know what though? They like, they came out with a new scent, Dynasty.
Okay.
Which part of me is like, why this word? But that actually smells pretty good. Like it smells like a scent I would wear.
Really?
Yeah. It was very sandalwoody and warm and musky.
Did they send that to us?
They did, but they sent it to me in like a body wash form. And okay. I'm like, I'm not putting all this petroleum in my body. Sorry.
Dude, when I visited here 2 years ago to like find my apartment, I stayed with a friend who had that Old Spice body wash in his shower. Mm-hmm. And I smelled like Old Spice all goddamn yeah. day. I was uh-huh. like, this
the
is...
The concentration is insane.
Oh my God. Things. It's yeah. all perfume.
Yeah. It's all fragrance.
I was like, so this is how you
it's
do
like
it.
Fragrance and petroleum.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. I was kind of like, oh, this would be interesting if they made it into a fine fragrance, but it's just what like
though? I don't think that's a road we need to go down.
I don't know.
You know?
I enjoy Old Spice's copy. Like their copywriting, I find it's like kind of cheeky.
They're fun.
And tongue-in-cheek and self-aware, which is cool. I was just like, I wish your products had better ingredients and like, I don't know, were a little bit more widely palatable. I don't know anybody who wears OG Old Spice. But I do really like that scent.
I know.
I'm like, men, what's stopping you from smelling like this?
Everyone I know who wears OG Old Spice is a woman.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women love
it's that. A good scent.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you think that, I know that we sort of discussed recently how Target, for instance, is starting to carry a lot of fine fragrances, specifically for, maybe not just specifically for men, but I've noticed them because I am in those aisles, I guess. Do you think now that that sort of placement is starting to happen, that brands like Old Spice and Axe will put out their versions of fine fragrances? I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't see why they wouldn't, but I also feel like they don't have to. Well, okay.
But it's
I think commerce. That there's like fragrance in general is just becoming more and more of a thing.
Yeah.
So I think they'll respond in like maybe this year or early next year by releasing like a collection of fine fragrances, mm-hmm. even if they're Eau de Toilette or like Eau yeah. Fraiche.
Like I can see them on the shelves, $30.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like something affordable.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like it's already a brand you know.
Uh-huh.
It's already a scent you like.
Yeah.
Or they make a scent you like.
Yeah.
You're going to be a whole new generation of fuckboy scents.
Oh, God.
You know?
Teach them well.
Teach them something.
Teach them something. I know. I haven't really dated a lot of guys who wear scent in general mm-hmm. other than, like, their deodorant.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really think about it.
Yeah.
But they're just like, this smells inoffensive or doesn't have a scent or masks my body odor. Therefore, I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I've gone on dates. Like, we haven't, like, dated, but we went on a couple... Like, I've gone on a couple dates with people who did wear scent. And I always notice it.
And yeah, totally.
Like one of them, which again was another heavy hitter from our listeners who responded to the prompt, Paco Rabanne. The one.
The one. What? 1 million?
Or one. Yes. Sorry. 1 million.
That is so funny because I have always.
I have been personally victimized by Paco Rabanne.
Oh, we all have.
And I didn't realize it was a fuckboy scent until I'm like, gee, that guy was kind of a fuckboy. And everyone was like, and then when I was like, oh, he wore Paco Rabanne. Like, I like saw it in his medicine cabinet in his bathroom. And then everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's a fuckboy scent. And I was like,
that's like the definition yeah. of a fuckboy scent.
Yeah. It was just, it's like, it's so cliche that I'm just like, this is laughable. This is actually laughable. What an entire cliche this person was.
And again, it's, you know, top notes, you have C notes, and then a bunch of citrus.
You fucking told you.
Rose in the middle, and ocean. Leather, and tonka, and patchouli at the base.
It's quite sweet.
It's and quite strong,
yes,
too.
Yes, it's strong and, like, a little too saccharine.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And the, I mean, it's a dead giveaway because the bottle looks like a bar of gold.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's so fucking cheesy.
It is so cheesy. And the thing is, if that was like a Moschino scent, uh-huh. it would make sense.
Yeah.
Because all of their bottles are like a bottle of Windex or like yeah, a big yeah, teddy yeah. bear. They're supposed to be huge and tacky and gross.
Yeah.
But like, just this like, you know, by all intents and purposes, normal brand releasing yeah. a bar of gold. Like, what Why man that so sees popular? That on the shelf yeah. and is like, that's the one.
Again, they're just reading and they're like, this is the scent that all these dudes who hook up with lots of women wear, so I will be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude also wore 2 gold chains, and I'm like, well, that should have been the giveaway, Sable.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the red flags were...
1 gold chain is bad enough, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Walk away.
Yeah, I don't.
And I don't mind a gold chain, but I just, it's a red flag. And the fact that I don't mind it is also a red flag for me.
I mean, everything's a red flag in hindsight. You
yeah,
know?
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. Like when you don't know what you know now, then. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, oh, the signs were there. Even though I didn't see this person very long, because when you first start seeing someone, obviously that's when they're supposed to be showing you their best side. So if they're flopping in that time frame, I'm like, oh God, no.
Yeah, but like even so, they're probably doing you a favor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
it was no skin off my back. I was like, yeah, not for me.
This ain't it.
Friend. Yeah. Yeah. That's like a situation when I already know that this isn't for me, that like, I almost don't even care if they ghost me, because I'm like, it's a mutual ghost, man. Like, yeah. I don't even care.
Yeah, I'm good on this.
We don't need to talk. We don't need to settle this. It's fine. We both know this isn't it.
Did I tell you about that guy that I went on a date with that was very soon into the date, he divulged that he was a kleptomaniac?
Oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not coming over.
I was like, that's one I can't ignore.
No.
Like, ugh. Well.
Oh, that's so weird.
So weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wait, did he say, like, what kind of a klepto?
He was like, sometimes, like, I'll, like, steal drinks from Starbucks. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, what, that's a...
How do you even do that?
I don't know. He explained it, then. I was like, okay. But then he was like, sometimes I'll, like, steal lunch. And I'm like, from
where?
How? Like, this is... You're like
dine and dash?
You're, like, literally what? Stealing. Yeah. And then he was like, but then sometimes... And I was like, I'm just going to stop right there. Like, I don't... Right, like, you're a thief.
I've heard enough. You are a thief.
Where's my wallet?
Well, that's what I would be worried about. I was like, so is my jewelry going to go missing?
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, that's weird. You know what? Everyone tells on themselves.
This is true.
Yeah, and you just have to listen. And you're like, all right then.
When someone tells on themselves, trust them.
Yes, believe them.
You know? Like,
I don't think that I would clock a fuckboy scent unless it personally happened to me, which it did. In that time.
Wait, how do you mean?
Like, unless it was like, oh, I did not have a great experience with this person and they were the scent. And then all of a sudden I realized that everyone is like, oh yeah, totally. Guys who wear that, like, always do that. Then I'm like, oh, so it's a thing. And it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got.
Well, you know, we all get got at some point.
Yeah. You know what? Next time, you know how everyone has their vetting questions? That's my question.
I do. You have vetting questions. You have a whole thing. Don't you order more butter?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a whole thing. Also, if I go to dinner with someone and when, you know, when you finish your main course or whatever, uh-huh. and then they take your plates away and then the waiter's like, oh, would you like some dessert? If they speak for me and say like, no, thanks, we're full. Uh-uh.
Well, yeah, if anyone
fucking ask me.
No.
Am I full? 99% of the time, yes, I am.
But 100% of the time, you still want dessert.
I want to be asked if I want dessert. That's the thing. And I'll say no, because maybe I don't. But the fact that you basically cut me off, I'm like, not only is this a no, I'm also not even going to reach for my wallet. Like, you can pay for this dinner.
Right. We're going to steal this.
Yes.
Do you have dinner on first dates?
Sometimes.
I would never do that.
Well, okay. I went through phases where I was like, only dinner. And then I went through phases where I was like, dinner's too much of a commitment.
Yes.
Because if you don't like someone, then you're like, fuck, I have to like sit through a fucking dinner with mm-hmm. you. You know what? Actually, it depends on how we meet. If we meet in person, then I'll do dinner on a first date because I've already interacted with you. But mm-hmm. if it's from an app, then I'm like, okay, let's just grab a drink. But then I don't drink. So then they get really, that's like another red flag for me, is if they get really weird about the fact that I don't drink. Yeah. That's a red flag.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it means that they're insecure with themselves. Right. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with your mental shit.
Right. Right.
Like, I'm sorry, no. Like, you got to take care of yourself in that regard. Yeah. I'm not here to emotionally assuage you about your own insecurities, about your relationship with alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a shit if someone drinks. I don't drink because of like some weird moral thing. I literally cannot.
I'm drunk right now.
I will die. So. Well, right. Okay, I won't die, but like, I will be ill. Right. Like, that's it. Like, it's like if you're like, I have a shrimp allergy. I don't know why I thought about shrimp, but it's like, if you're just like, okay, like, I have like a food allergy, and they're like, oh, you don't eat shrimp? Like, weird. And I'm like, that's not weird.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do something that you know is harmful for you?
Right.
Yeah. So it's not that, but like, that is a big litmus test for me. But I also am like, yeah, I'll go to a bar, I'll order a seltzer, or I don't know, some other virgin cocktail. Like, the point is not to get drunk with you. The point is to talk to you to know if you're a person that I want to talk more to. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right.
And it can be one drink. And if you're like, definitely not for me, then you can move on. Or it can be many drinks. Whatever. But yeah, that is a pretty good litmus test, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I see that. I hate going on first dates, but I avoid dinner at all. I like won't go on a dinner first date or even like a
second
date.
Even if it's like someone you've met. In real life.
Yeah, no.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Wait, so what do you, is it, you just grab a drink?
I guess it's just drinks, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's it's fair. Casual and like no pressure.
Is it because you don't want people to watch you eat?
No, not that. It's just like you are sort of locked in and, you know, when you're trying to like to keep the fucking conversation going or whatever, mm-hmm. but you have like food in your mouth or mm-hmm. it's just like, it's a whole song and dance that it's like, mm-hmm. it's just so much easier to do with drinks.
I guess so.
You know.
I do like eating, though. That's the thing. I'm yeah. like, I gotta eat. Like, we both gotta eat, so we might as well just eat together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine. You know what I hate? Is when you go out on a date with someone, and then everyone around you is like, oh, they're on a date. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I love watching people on dates. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to be perceived.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely the worst. Yeah. When I was going on dates, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
The last time I started dating someone, I wasn't new to New York, but I moved here and started a job, so I wasn't really going out all that much. Mm-hmm. And when I was, it wasn't like to nice dinners.
Yeah,
you know, I was getting fucked up. But he would be like, okay, this time I'll let you choose. And I'd be like, no problem. And then I'd be like, fuck. And then I'd text all my friends like, where's a good place to go? Like, where's a good date spot? I think I texted you that one time. So, like, thanks to all my friends who helped me out with that.
Well, if you're new here, like, yeah.
How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Exactly. It's weird. I feel like this, they just didn't feel like making the decision.
Yeah, that's also true, which is fair. Yeah. I mean, I hate making decisions.
Same. I'm just like, I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm trying to think, like, when was the last time I went on a date? There was one dude I went on a date with, like, a couple months ago. And, like, it was, like, an outdoor thing because we had to be outdoors.
Oh, right.
And he smelled so good. Mm. And I still don't know what it was. And we didn't go on enough dates where I felt comfortable enough to ask him.
Yeah.
He was not a fuck boy. He was a regular boy.
Okay.
But like, I also realized that I don't think I really go for dudes who like are generally mindful of fragrance. Like, they're not fancy men.
Hmm.
I'm so used to dating these like scuzzy musicians.
Yeah.
Or just these kind of scruffy boys, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I like. I like just know how to do things with your hands, like have hard skills. I don't mean that as a euphemism. I just mean like
you can.
Well, like, I mean, yes, that would be awesome too. But you know, like if I need something repaired, like know how to fix it. That's what I like. Don't just be this soft boy who's like, I have computer skills and that's it, and I don't know how to kill a bug.
Yeah,
like you gotta kill my bugs, man. Otherwise, what are you good for?
Right.
You got to open my jars, kill the spiders, or at least set them free. So, like, these aren't the guys who are thinking about, like, smelling nice.
Hmm.
These are the guys that are just like, I shower today.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
Got to start somewhere.
I know. So, when I do interact with dudes who have a scent, I'm already like, what is this?
Yeah.
You're high maintenance.
Right.
What is this high maintenance man?
My, same sex sexual partner is pretty fancy,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't wear any fragrance.
Mm.
And that's always, I don't know. Like, I feel like people look at me and are like, obviously he's the high maintenance one. I'm going to get myself the doghouse for saying this. like, and sure, whatever. But then they look at him and they're like, oh, but he's, you know, the shake and go. But it's definitely the other way around.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I like introducing people I'm dating to products they like. Because every dude, okay, literally every dude I've dated, if I give him a Kiehl's product, suddenly he has a whole regimen.
Yes.
He builds Kiehl's off of it. Kiehl's specifically. They love it. I don't know what it is. It's like their Glossier. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
It
yes,
doesn't
yes,
do
yes,
anything. Yes. They just feel great.
Literally doesn't do anything.
Yes.
And it just smells like a boy.
It smells like a boy. Yeah. That fucking blue shit.
My best friend, who's a demon straight from hell, Hugh Banks, texted me like 2 weeks ago. And he was like, Tynan, I need two skincare products to add to my routine. What do I need? So I was like, well, at least the boys are doing something. Like, are you moisturizing? Yes. Okay. So we had some place to start.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's all we can hope for.
Yeah. I do think once I introduce a man to Kiehl's, mm-hmm. A, he actually starts a skincare regimen, but then B, he gets into fragrance.
Mm.
Then he's like, oh, now I'm a real boy. But then, yeah, I don't know. I don't go for fancy men. I don't know. I like being the fancy one. That's my thing. Let me have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the dynamic. I saw this one screenshot somewhere. God, somebody posted on Instagram. I forget who. Fuck. But it was like a street sign for a business that said, but ugly blokes building handsome furniture for beautiful people. And I was like, that's the vibe.
That's so funny.
That's what I want.
I'm moving, like, in a month, and it's become my entire personality. But I was looking for moving companies recently, and there was one called College Hunks Moving Junk or something. And they had the best rate, but I was like, there is no way in hell that I can, like, contact this company.
Yes,
and
be should.
Like, hey boys, wanna move me? I'm like, yeah. Absolutely not. Like, fucking come into my pink apartment and just to, be like, take all, like, my makeup and fragrance.
You,
like,
have to use them.
I can't
please do.
No. But oh, God. I am curious. I am curious.
That would be so funny if there's like a moving company of hot men and you like choose from a catalog meant to move.
Oh my God, stop. That's so funny.
That would be really funny.
That would be funny.
A bit exploitative.
Men deserve to be exploited.
A little bit.
It's fine.
You know, I feel like we named the top, the most egregious, the top offenders.
I would say the one that we have omitted, the one that we have omitted is Fierce by Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, yes. That is a date rape scent.
I mean, truly.
Not for nothing, but I feel like I'm traumatized by the scent of Abercrombie & Fitch from high school. Because that was the most, when I reflect back on it, the behavior of all the people who lived and died for Abercrombie & Fitch were like the most problematic people.
Oh.
Yeah, like yeah. Racist, sexist, homophobic.
Yeah.
All those dudes.
Coming from the Midwest, it was like the only place that you, like, you would shop if you were popular.
Yep.
Or mm-hmm. could shop if you're popular.
Yes.
And like, I really had no interest in any of that. I don't know. And but
it's like
I,
mass market yuppie appeal.
I went in once and I was like, also this shit is so expensive.
It's so expensive.
Even back then. I was like, bland. How is anyone affording this?
I know.
Oh, a shirt with a moose on it?
Yeah.
Please. Someone, I can't remember who it was, but I think it's someone close enough to my orbit that they might listen to this. So I'm sorry if it's you. But someone like recently, I think within the last 6 months, they were like, just re-up my favorite fragrance. And it was Fierce. I was like, is this a joke?
Maybe they just don't know.
No, like, and they weren't even like, God, I wish you could remember who this was. Cause I was like a little appalled. And I was like, hey, if you like it, great. But I feel like that is the one, even if you have no exposure or interest in these department store level fragrances, everyone knows Fierce and everyone is agreed that it is some fuckboy energy.
Oh, that's like beyond fuckboy. It's toxic.
It's just like, and that's another one that like it's meant to be smelled.
I know.
From two blocks away.
No, they like pump it through the store.
Totally.
And then it would like spill out into the corridor of the mall.
Oh my God.
And that whole business was problematic. Remember, like, there were always articles coming out. Like, they would hire, they would scout their sales associates as if they were scouting for models.
But do you remember, this even happened in the Midwest, that, like, they would hire, like, can I say this? Hot high school guys?
Yes.
To stand shirtless in the...
That was Hollister.
I think it was...
I think they're the same brand. Though. I think they have the same umbrella brand. Yeah.
But they would hire hot high school guys to stand shirtless in the entryway and just, like, take photos with girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Hollister, yeah, and Abercrombie both did that. And then the girls who worked at the store, they like had to dance.
What?
Yeah. They had to like dance as they greeted customers, and they could never stop dancing. There's something so tragic about that, that it's like, what? They would be stationed throughout the store where they would greet customers as they walked around and just like kind of groove to the music. I think they wanted the store to feel like a house party. Like everything was super dim.
Yeah. Really black.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. They like, let's make this look like a really upscale beach house party while we sell our however... How much were their shirts? I don't
know. A lot of money. I think Abercrombie is coming back around in like a way that's okay to people our age. What? People are like shopping there again.
Why?
I don't know.
They're trying to save face from their reputation, and they're making their branding very subtle now.
I can't believe they're still open.
Abercrombie tried releasing new scents. I remember like in 2017.
Oh, wait. I think I remember this
because too. I have one of those, like a bergamot one, and it was very subtly branded. It like didn't have Abercrombie on it, and they were all fine fragrances like Eau de Parfums. Hmm. And there was it's called like white birch or white bergamot or something, but it was a really nice scent. And then I didn't know it was Abercrombie and Fitch. And then like I looked it up and was like, oh, weird. I think it's discontinued now, but.
Were you at Allure at the time?
Yeah.
I feel like I remember you.
That was when I like just started at Allure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was really like, I was like, oh, wow. Like they're actually like building their fragrance category, because I do think fragrance is a big thing for Abercrombie.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they discontinued it. They just like shut it down. I guess it didn't do as well as Fierce. They're like, nope, people still want Fierce.
They just want Fierce.
We'll just focus everything on Fierce so and not, weird. we'll not be better.
Well,
what is the conclusion?
You know, I thought in my head, these were only fuckboy scents to me, but as you know, we have talked more about fragrance in the last year, we've realized that it's not just us. And then certainly last night when we dropped that question, I was like, oh, we all think these five or six scents are fuckboy scents.
Yeah.
So it still begs the question, like, how did we get here?
How did we get here?
Why do these scents attract these motherfuckers?
What is the culture?
Like, and why?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a growing list. And
what if men get more sophisticated with their scent profiling? Is that better or worse?
I think it's better because it won't be triggering three years later when you don't speak anymore.
Fair.
You know, I would rather some dude wear like some nice, I don't know, obscure Bond number 9 scent of their 1 million scents than, you know, the same five.
I know. I truly cannot conceive of, what if I date someone who like has a steady job and money and can afford like these things. I'm just like, what if I dated someone who was like minded in that cosmetic sense, mm-hmm. who, you know, had fragrance. Weird. Huh.
Right.
Who knows what the future has in store. We're out. We're about. Be safe out there. Don't get got.
Get vaxxed.
Check the medicine cabinets. For some reason, they always keep their fragrance in the bathroom.
Oh, you should.
Which I also think is weird.
Checking the medicine cabinets regardless.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's in there? It's always three things. It's like your toothbrush, toothpaste, a shaving thing, and then like deodorant.
A carton of cigarettes.
I feel like if I open a man's medicine cabinet and there's like products in there, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I've said to guys, like, I have to pee, but also I'm a beauty writer and I will be looking at your cabinet. At. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I love it though. I love looking at
it. And like nothing you have in there could be incriminating to me. No. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anyway.
So yes, we hope that we have helped you figure out what to avoid.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Now you know. And if you see these fragrances out and about, smell them so you know what to avoid. And if you see a man wearing them, call the police.
If you are a man wearing them, please reconsider. It's not too late.
Literally, I have so many unboxed bottles of fragrance that if you are a man and you would like to rectify this horrible mistake that you've made, hit me up. I'll send you a bottle.
Yes. That's our charity.
You'll be smelling better.
Yep.
And certainly on a better trajectory than you are on right now. We're here to help. That's why we started this podcast.
Please consult us. Please don't traumatize anybody with your fuckboys.
Yeah. If we can have...
We're saving the world.
One positive effect on the world, it's that none of you will ever have to feel the way that we feel about these specific scents or really any of them. And if you have a fuckboy scent in your mind that we did not touch on, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'd love to know.
You know, help us help you help us.
Yep. Wait,
help. You know what I mean?
Help. Yes. Just help. Help.
Please, somebody.
Help me.
Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Follow us on what? Instagram. Yep. At smellyoulater.mp3. Follow me. I'm at TynanBook.
I'm at SableToothTigra.
And we'll smell you later.
We'll smell you later.